I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning! Welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday. It is November 19th, 5:30. Thank you guys so much for joining us as we wrap up the week. I want to say good morning to everyone who is already up and checking in on Twitter at Mercedes in the AM. We have Mike checking in, Martin, Melody's Dawn, Ruben is listening this morning, so is Ben. And then on our text line, you can call us, you can text us anytime. We love seeing your check-ins at 702-364-9400. Looks like we're getting some check-ins from Cujo, Melissa and Francis, Rick, Diane and Sarah, Bo, Jan, David, Raul, Jim in Michigan, Tap in Missouri, Sandell, Brian W., Jessica, the Texas Moore family, truck driver Jason, Lance, school bus drivers, Jenny Newton, Carl, Deborah is checking in, Buckeye Bob. So a lot of people up and going this morning. Good morning. How are you?
I am great. That's a solid lineup of check-ins. Love here and all across the country, too, which is fantastic. Are you ready for the nice weekend here in front of us?
Yeah, looking forward to it. Looking forward to this weekend. Our good friends, their parents are in town, and they're doing a little birthday dinner, which we got invited to. So we're going to do that. And then we have tickets to the Golden Knights game on Saturday, but I'm not going. It's going to be my daughter and my husband, because we have two like partial season tickets. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I were going to go. But then I was like, you know, I have our oldest has not gone to a game at all. And I've been to like two. And I felt bad. And so I was like, do you want to go with your dad? She's like, yeah. So I was like, yeah, you guys go. And so they're going to do that. And then, after that, I don't really know. It's going to be kind of a low key, relaxing weekend. Oh, we're doing family pictures on Sunday. And so I got to put together our outfits. I cannot figure out what we're going to wear. We don't want to be matchy-match, but we want to stay in the same color family. So, you know, Saturday I might have to run to the mall and get us a couple of things if we can't piece something together at home.
I love it. Because for me this weekend, tomorrow night, there's a big horse show happening right now at the South Point. And tomorrow night's like the championship, the big jump off, and it's a big thing tomorrow night. So my wife and I are doing that tomorrow night, and it's just kind of be a low key Saturday. But on Sunday, my wife is getting she needs new headshots, and she speaks a lot, and she travels a lot, and she's always putting her pictures on the panels that she speaks. So she wants to get new headshots, and she's like, "Why don't you come with me, and we'll do photos together on Sunday?" So our plan is as well to do, I guess you could say, family photos on Sunday as well.
Yeah, that's maybe it's just the day for it. We're just trying to get our stuff together for like Christmas cards, and then my daughter hasn't had senior pictures taken. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd kind of put it all in one on that.
Do you have a spot? Do you have a photographer? How's this going down?
Yeah, we have a photographer, the same photographer that we used last year for our family photos. They did such a good job. And then we have a spot that we're going to, and we're really excited about that. I don't want to say where it is yet, but it's going to be really cool, I think, in the photos. Like, we're really excited for how it's going to turn out. So how about you guys?
I don't know. So I'm actually seeing I know my wife sent it to my calendar. Laura sent it there. I'm trying to see. I just know that it is taking place at, just a Sunday all day. It's an all-day event she put down.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
So at some point on Sunday, we're going to get headshots. I don't know, probably downtown somewhere. That's where she's done them before. So we'll see.
Yeah, downtown's always a great place to do photos. There's so many great spots for that.
Some businesses are just painting their walls certain colors and just like, you know, tag the at yellow wall downtown or something like that. There's a new wall that's downtown. It's off of California. The wall is just yellow. It's a really cool yellow. And I always see people taking their pictures in front of it, and they actually put their Instagram handle. They painted it on the wall. So if you take a photo there, you can tag the wall that you took a picture at.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good idea.
Get your wall out there.
Yeah, we're not going downtown. That was an option. That was on our final list. But I think, yeah, I'm excited to share the pictures with you guys when we do it. I've never seen anyone do a photo shoot where we're going, so it should be kind of cool.
Yeah, that's exclusive.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Maybe like a billion people have, and I just haven't seen their photos. So
your
knows?
Ones last year, you guys look like a family of superheroes.
Oh,
in the ones you posted last year. Really cool.
Yeah, we were at the Smith Center last year, and like we did photos all around that area, and they came out really good. So yeah, sounds like a fun weekend, and of course Thanksgiving is next week, so I think a lot of people are going to be getting ready, maybe doing a little traveling. Who knows? It's going to be kind of crazy, and I think a lot of it is going to start this weekend. So if you're traveling, they say just give yourself extra time. It's going to be a little crazy out there.
Yeah, definitely compared to last year too. And also too, I think I might go out and get whatever we need for Thanksgiving for our dinner. It's going to be very simple, but I think I might get our supplies this weekend just so I don't have to worry about doing that next Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday
very
morning.
Smart.
It's going to be very crazy.
Very smart. All right. Well, let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear? Where am I? Okay. I Swear by All for One.
And I swear by the moon and the stars in the skies, I'll be there.
Do you want to hear Can't Get Enough of You by Smash Mouth?
I can't get enough of you, baby. I can't get enough of you, baby. Right around.
Or do you want to hear 1,000 Miles by Vanessa Carlton?
You know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I can just see you tonight.
Those are your choices. Get your votes in now. Tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page or text or call us 702-364-9400. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Enough of you, baby.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Travis Scott is facing a new lawsuit over the Astroworld tragedy, and this one is for $2 billion. The suit represents 282 people who attended the show, but the lawyer who filed it says 120 more people have contacted him seeking representation. Travis isn't the only defendant. The suit also names Drake, Live Nation, Houston's NRG Stadium, Apple Music, and Scott's company, Cactus Jack Productions. The attorney says the defendants stood to make an exorbitant amount of money off this event, and they still chose to cut corners, cut costs, and put attendees at risk. What happened at Astroworld cannot happen again. So this is a $2 billion lawsuit. There was another one filed this week for a host of other people that were there for like $750 million.
I'm so sad about that whole thing. It's just awful.
Yeah, it's just an awful, awful tragedy. So the new documentary, Malfunction, The Dressing Down of Janet Jackson, that debuts today on FX and Hulu. Now, there are several reasons why Janet Jackson suffered more damage than Justin Timberlake from the 2004 Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction. But one of the major ones was CBS president Les Moonves, and this documentary kind of spells it out. So in 2004, both the Super Bowl and the Grammys aired on CBS. After the Super Bowl, both Janet and Justin, they issued public apologies. But Moonves was not satisfied, and he banned both of them from the upcoming Grammys. The only way for them to get back into his good graces was to meet with him and personally apologize. Justin did that, and he ended up at the Grammys winning several awards, and he actually performed twice that night. Now, Janet did not, and then Moonves made it his mission to ruin her.
Why? I don't understand, like, this... this just hatred and this mission to just make someone's life miserable. It just doesn't, I don't understand it.
I really don't either. And they're both, I think they're both equally guilty of, I don't, you know, we'll learn more tonight of, was it pre-planned? We'll learn more about it, but they both issued the public apologies. And why did he need the personal apology? You must now come to me and apologize for what you did. I don't get it either.
Yeah, it makes zero sense.
So let's talk about TV and movies this weekend. Ghostbusters Afterlife, that's the big movie out today. And then the 2021 American Music Awards, they are on Sunday. BTS and Coldplay will sing My Universe live for the first time. And then BTS will also perform with Megan Thee Stallion. They'll do the Butter remix. Also Olivia Rodrigo, Carrie Underwood, Jason Aldean, New Edition and New Kids on the Block, and also Bad Bunny is performing on Sunday. This is like a star-studded lineup this weekend.
It's going to be really cool. I'm actually looking forward to it.
And then sports in town this weekend. Raiders are home Sunday against the Bengals, 1 o'clock. Golden Knights, talked about that earlier. Game tomorrow night, home. Columbus Blue Jackets at 7 o'clock. UNLV basketball, big game tonight. It's the Roman Main Event Tournament in UNLV 930 T-Mobile Arena. They're playing number 4 Michigan tonight. And then the winner will play again on Sunday in this championship game against either Arizona or Wichita State.
Lots of sports. Go sports.
Go sports. And one more sports thing, because I think it's so cool. All those high school championship games that were taking place yesterday.
Yeah.
Moapa Valley defeated Virgin Valley. The final score was 27-14. Silverado defeated Shadow Ridge 61-27. In the 2A championship, the Meadows, they lost to Yerington.
Ooh.
The final was 35-26. Go back north, Yerington.
Yeah, get out of here.
And then Bishop Gorman defeated McQueen. Final score was 56-7.
That wasn't even close. Good for you guys.
For Bishop Gorman, everyone got to play. Second string, third string, they put fans in. Everyone played last night.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think they actually went across the street and got some employees over at the Tropicana to play. I mean, it was just, everyone got to play.
Hey, Tom. You got a break from parking cars?
Yeah,
come on
you
want to
play in the state championship game? Come on over.
He's in there.
Don't worry about pads or anything. You play without them.
No. We're playing. Who are we playing? We're playing McQueen.
No, I'm just kidding. McQueen, you know, valiant effort, you know?
Absolutely.
That's a powerhouse team. They're very hard to play. So
and also McQueen, they made it to the final game, too. It's not a bad season
for
that team.
Yes, not at all.
And then the big album out today, it's 30, Adele. This is her fourth album. Easy on Me has spent 4 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And it looks like her next single off the album is a song called Oh My God. We have a little taste of that song. Here's what her next single is going to sound like.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. All the people.
It's a great sound.
It's so much fun. Like, I just, I don't know. Even though it's a song about heartbreak and her divorce, it still has some energy. Obviously, there's the ballads, but I think it's a good one.
I wonder how many of the songs off the album will be in the charts next week.
Probably all of them.
A little more dirt coming up at 7:15. Olivia Rodrigo, this is Traitor. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1526.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It is 6 o'clock. It's Friday, November 19th. All set, ready for the weekend. Hopefully you guys are too. Really excited because an hour and a half, we are going to be hearing from one of my favorite singers in the world, Kacey Musgraves. I cannot wait. I am so excited. We did this interview yesterday, and it was a Zoom call, and I was freaking out that I was actually talking to her. And so I'm going to get the audio and play it for you coming up next hour.
I'm listening to I'm listening here in this studio, getting ready to play it back, and I'm about 2 minutes in, and I got to tell you. You opened up with something that I had no idea.
Oh, you didn't?
Idea that involved her. And I'm just like, just the first, I'm 2 minutes and 41 seconds into this interview. And all I want to do is hear more about literally your opening question with her. I'm so fascinated by it.
Yeah, some interesting stuff when it comes to her new album and her inspiration for her new album and how she recorded her new album. And it's, some really interesting stuff. So Kacey Musgraves at 7:30 this morning.
When you listen to it, when we play it back at 7:30, because Mercedes is like teeing up this question. I'm like, where's she going with this? And then I'm like,
there's a method to my madness.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, did not see that one coming. Good stuff. Yeah, 7:30, Kacey Musgraves.
Yeah. How you doing this morning?
Good, good. I'm excited about the weekend, just, you know, relaxing. We talked about the photo shoot with my wife on Sunday, going to this horse competition tomorrow night, our sushi dinner tonight. It's going to be a nice chill weekend. It's going to be a good weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
And then with Thanksgiving next week, I know you said you two are just going to do kind of a small thing and hang out. Do you have any other plans for, because we have Thursday and Friday off. Do you have any other plans for the weekend?
Well, I do have our Thanksgiving menu. I talked to my wife about it last night. I'm like, listen, what do we want for Thanksgiving? Because if I'm at the store this weekend, I want to get it in advance. I don't have to worry about it next week. And so we're going to visit a friend of ours that lives a neighborhood over who's actually making a big Thanksgiving dinner. And that's where we're going to get a couple slices of turkey from them. So we're going to have to make a turkey. And then all we're doing is mashed potatoes, stuffing, and cranberry sauce. That's it.
That's really all you need.
Right? Just some of the size, the key size that you like, and you're golden. So I'm like, that's easy. We can do that. I don't think there's a shortage of that stuff, so I am set for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah, I keep telling everyone we're doing like an Italian Thanksgiving, but now I'm having second thoughts. I'm not going to lie, because I kind of want the stuffing and mashed potatoes. So now I'm like, maybe we should just do the Italian night a different night. Maybe we should just deal with the turkey, because that's like, the turkey's not bad. It's just not something that we're like, ooh, turkey, I can't wait,
yeah.
You know? So now I'm kind of having second thoughts, but I think the menu has already been planned, at least on our friend's end. I have not prepared anything, so I don't know what we're going to do exactly. But yeah, now I'm having a couple of regrets on this one. I think I do want to do the whole Thanksgiving meal, traditional one.
You could always get a Bobby from Capriotti's.
That's a good point.
It's Thanksgiving a sandwich right there. And then there's that 7-Eleven sandwich you talked about earlier in the week or last week that is pretty much their version of the Bobby. And the Bobby, if you didn't know at Capriotti's, is you have your hoagie roll, you've got turkey, you got cranberry sauce, you got stuffing. There's no mashed potatoes in it, but it's pretty much just Thanksgiving in a sandwich.
Oh, that might be the thing to do, because I want to taste stuffing. I like stuffing. It's my favorite. We'll see, though. So, yeah, that's going to be fun. Also, just a heads up, today, if you guys are out and about this afternoon, I'm going to be at Silver State Schools Credit Union, the Cactus Branch, and we'll be hanging out there, 3660 West Cactus Avenue, like I-15 and Cactus, and I'm going to be giving away $50 Visa gift cards. So if holiday shopping is on your menu, you'll definitely want to stop by. $50 Visa gift cards.
That's
that'll
great.
Help you quite a bit.
Now, yeah, again, that Casey Musgraves interview, 7:30 is we're going to play that for you. Also this morning, 9:40, Disneyland. We've been doing them all week. 9:40 is your next chance to get those tickets to Disneyland. And then coming up in about 15 minutes, we do have an early edition of Heads Up. When you win it, you'll get that $250 gift card to Living Spaces. And up next is what's trending. What do you have for us?
BTS is now among us. Billie Eilish is pulling double duty, and the holiday drink that we did not need. It's all coming up next in what's trending.
Justin Bieber and the Kid Laroi. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. In just about 5 minutes, we do have Heads Up. When you play and win, you get tickets to the Festival of Lanterns at Cowabunga Bay.
Mercedes in the morning's What's Trending. Woo! On Mix 94.1.
BTS is trending this morning. The K-pop supergroup is collabing with the popular social deduction game Among Us. It is part of a partnership with Line Friends that has created these cute little animated animal versions of the BTS members. Like, they each have their own based on their personalities or how they look. And they're really, really cute. Like, that's a whole different, like, worlds, the Line Friends version of the BTS characters. So those characters will not be featured in the game, but they're going to be revealed when the limited edition project launches next week on November 25th. You can also catch BTS on stage at the American Music Awards Sunday night. They're going to perform twice. They're going to perform My Universe with Coldplay, and then they're going to do the Butter remix with Megan Thee Stallion.
Any chance you guys might head out to LA and see their concerts?
No, we have stuff going on that weekend.
You?
So we talked about it. Believe me, there was a tremendous amount of regret, but my husband's birthday is just a couple days after, and so I already made plans to get together with some friends for dinner that night, and my husband was like, I don't really want to go to LA.
He doesn't want to do BTS for his birthday?
He does not.
It's a the BTS birthday celebration next time. Maybe they'll come to Vegas, Allegiant Stadium.
Who knows? Also this morning, Bryce Harper is trending. The Las Vegas local and Philadelphia Phillies superstar claimed his second most valuable player award in the National League. He got 17 of the 30 first place votes from the Baseball Writers Association of America. Juan Soto from the Washington Nationals and Fernando Tatis Jr. of the San Diego Padres came in second and third, respectively. He becomes the fourth player since the year 2000 to win multiple MVPs before turning 30. He's only 28 years old.
Dang, he's young. So much in front of him.
His birthday is coming up. He's about to turn 29, but he's still just technically 28. Look at everything he's done. It's like, man, what else are you going to do? It's just like you have such a long career ahead of you, and you've already done so much. It's so cool.
My brother sent a note when the announcement went out yesterday. I know the Phillies fans just absolutely love the guy, and he's just a blessing to that city. Everyone's just a big fan back east.
It's just so neat how he's really embraced that city, and he loves it so much. And I know he and his family are back in town. Actually, there was a really cute video that MLB posted of him accepting the award. We have some of the audio. Here he was talking about just things kind of starting out rough this year.
You know, this year was tough, you know, starting off, you know, getting hit in the face. It was definitely a tough couple days for me, tough couple weeks for me trying to get back. My teammates were incredible throughout the whole process of trying to get me back and things like that.
So that was, he was choking up there. He was just very emotional about the whole thing. And then we got a laugh of when he was thanking everyone. He thanked his family. Everyone was there, his mom, his dad, his brothers, sisters. And that he wanted to thank one more person.
You know, I got to thank my teammates, the city of Philadelphia, our fans, John Middleton, the whole Middleton family, my chef, Dan. I never went to bed hungry.
He thanked a chef.
That's awesome. So,
I mean, he's nourishing your body. He should be thanked.
If you got a chef who's making you look like that with the food he's giving you, I'd be thanking him too.
Yeah, no kidding. Also trending this morning is Billie Eilish. The singer's going to be pulling double duty as she's just been announced as the host and musical guest on Saturday Night Live on December 11th. She's been on the show before, but just as the musical guest back in September of 2019. Some past hosts that have also performed as musical guests include Nick Jonas, Harry Styles, Stevie Wonder, Willie Nelson, Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, MC Hammer, and Debbie Harry. Now, the first person to do it was back in 1975. It was Paul Simon. Paul Rudd's also going to host the show for the fifth time on December 18th with musical guest Charlie XCX. This week's host is Simu Liu with musical guest Sweetie.
I like it when the musical guests play a role in the show. Not so much the different when they flip it around. Like, oh, Paul Rudd's hosting and he's also our musical guest. Like, oh, okay.
Not like that.
Yes.
And then finally this morning, Hidden Valley Ranch is trending. Okay, we officially taken the holidays way too far. Remember back in October when Hidden Valley Ranch was encouraging customers to give away those dressing packets for treats for Halloween?
Yes, the ranch packets and stuff like that, yes.
Oh, okay, that was nothing. That was absolutely nothing. Now you can buy your own limited edition holiday ranch nog kit. Yes, it features everything you need to make ranch flavored eggnog. Who's going to drink this? The kit was created with mixologist Whiskey and Rosemary, as well as Hidden Valley Ranch, and they describe it as, it marries the creamy, slightly sweet elements of eggnog with the savory, cool, and herby flavors of ranch. For $50, you can get two ranch nog glasses and the seasoning mix packets with the recipe, and you can get it at HiddenValley.com. We're going to pass on that one, and that is what's trending.
Definitely not a try Tuesday.
No.
We don't need to try that one.
We are good to go.
We want caller 20 right now. 702-364-9400. Your caller 20. You get to play Heads Up, and this is a fun prize for you.
We have a 4-pack of tickets to the Festival of Lanterns at Cowabunga Bay. It is such a fun holiday event. It goes up until February 13th, so you have plenty of time to get down there. Food, fun. It's a real good holiday feel-good place to go. So if you want to go, just be caller 20 right now. We will give you your category, which is Crikey Mate. You get to pick your partner, and if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you're going to win. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Emma, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up this morning?
I am.
Okay, let's make you a winner. Your category is Crikey Made. Steve Irwin Day was on Monday, so these are all famous Australian celebrities, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Daisy.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Emma, we got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, and we'll get those tickets to the Festival of Lanterns. We're talking about famous Australians, and we start now. She is married to Keith Urban. She's in the new Lucy movie. She was in Big Little Lies. Married to Tom.
Pass.
Okay. He plays Thor in the Marvel Universe. He has a bunch of brothers as well. I think Thor's his biggest role.
Dang, I don't know. Pass on that one,
okay,
too.
Okay, no problem. Nicole Kidman is married to this singer. He's got really pretty hair. He's also, is he a judge on a reality show? On one of the singing shows? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm probably going to lose this. Pass that one,
okay,
too.
No problem. We'll pass on that next one. She is a comedian, blonde hair. She was in, I think, Pitch Perfect. We'll pass on that one. He plays Wolverine. He was Wolverine and also in Les Mis as well.
Hugh Jackman.
Yes, okay. This band sings Thunderstruck, Highway to Hell. It also sings Money Talks, I think it's a song. Thunderstruck, did I say that? Who Made Who? Tough one. AC/DC on that one.
Oh, man.
No applause for that.
Oh, we're sorry. Yeah, no applause. But, I mean, it was a valiant effort. That was hard. How many people just randomly know a bunch of Australian celebrities?
Well, we had Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, that was hard.
Nicole Kidman was the first one. Chris Hemsworth was the second one. Keith Urban. Rebel Wilson, Hugh Jackman, you got in the band was AC/DC that I was going for in the last one.
It's like having a Monday on a Friday, you know? We're so sorry, Emma. Hang on the line, though. We'll make sure we get you a consolation prize or something, and that means caller 20 right now. You are going to win this 4-pack of tickets to the Festival of Lanterns at Cowabunga Bay, and that's gonna be a lot of fun. So caller 20, you win, 702-364-9400. That's the latest from Andy Grammer. Damn, it feels good to be me. It's on Mix 94.1. It is 6:34. It sounds like you wore out that food's welcome.
I think I did. Yeah, I think I did. I now have a food aversion to it. I've been getting a particular wrap from a certain place, and it's a delicious wrap. I love it so much that it's been my go-to like weeknight dinner for the past month and a half, maybe just like nonstop getting this wrap. I'll get my wife one. And it's just, I got it again last night, and I did Uber Eats, and it arrived at the house, and I went to the front door, and I picked it up. I'm like, I think I'm done with this wrap. I still ate it last night. It was good, but as I'm eating it, I'm like, I can't. The thought of getting this wrap again, it needs to go on the shelf for a little bit. And this reminded me when I was a kid, first grade, my mom would make me an egg salad sandwich every single day. And I obviously loved egg salad sandwiches when the school semester started, but I had it every single, and I would start getting nauseous, but I would still eat that thing, and I forced myself to eat it. I'll never forget, like, halfway through the school year, just telling my mom, like, you know, Mom, I don't like those sandwiches anymore.
Yo, you finally broke down?
And she's like, well, why didn't you tell me? I'm like, I don't know, I'm sick of them. And so because of that, I don't think, I haven't had an egg salad sandwich in a long time. And that's a food aversion coming from first grade.
I wonder if you would like it now, though, since it's been so long. You know, maybe it would actually be something that reminded you of your childhood and take you back to a happy, happy time. Because I think that we tend to stay away from those foods that we just had over and over and over again for just a limited time. I think at some point you come back to it. Like, I used to have an aversion to watermelon because I got sick when you get sick and like the last thing you ate is the thing you associate with getting sick.
Yeah.
The last thing I ate was watermelon. I got sick. And so I just associated it with getting sick. So for years I could not eat watermelon. And then just one random day, I decided to have a piece of it, and it tasted so good. And I was just like, you know what? It's been years. I'm back on the watermelon train. It was just so delicious. So maybe you could go back to the egg salad, and maybe eventually, whatever this wrap is, you could go back to that too.
Yeah, I think I will circle back to the wrap. I think I'll give it next week. It'd be a nice break with Thanksgiving. So my goal would be to give the wrap a break next week, and maybe instead I make an egg salad sandwich because I love eggs on the weekend. I love hard boiled eggs. I like mayonnaise. Why wouldn't I like an egg salad sandwich? But I just remember as a kid every single day.
You know what grosses me out about that, though, is that this is before we had like the refrigerated things. It's probably in a sack lunch. So you had egg salad sitting at room temperature for hours before you actually ate it. That's disgusting. And I mean, no knock on you, because I did the exact same thing with tuna fish sandwiches.
Yes!
So it's really, really gross and very, very. I mean, if the health department was rating our bagged lunches, It would have gotten a grade of F, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. If you were to make an egg salad, let's say my mom made it in the morning. It's, I don't know, like 6 o'clock or something, and then give it to me at 11:30. 12 o'clock was lunchtime, probably.
Oh.
Do that today. Like, hey, I made this sandwich 6 hours ago. Oh, was it in the fridge? No, it's been in my brown paper bag since then. Like,
where
no way.
All the backpacks are. That's where it's been sitting this whole time.
And then did you have a lunchbox in school?
I did for a little while, but then I changed it to a lunch bag, just a brown bag.
With your box, their lunch box, did you have that thermos with the cup top?
Yes, yes. For soup?
Yes.
Yeah, but my mom would put chocolate milk in there.
Same, I never had soup.
I didn't want to have soup for lunch.
That's the, there was no Yeti back in the day either. You put soup in there, you open it up 4 hours later, the thing is cold.
Yeah, that's a, I mean, right now, it's so funny because I, at the beginning of the school year, I think I was telling you about it, my kids were like, they like to take their own lunch. And I'm like, do you need me to get you like a cool insulated bag? And they're like, that's an oxymoron. There's no such thing as a cool insulated bag. So they just wanted to take their lunches in Lululemon bags. And so I got them Lululemon bags because, you know, that I guess is the thing. There's no insulation in that, but they love them. So
tomato soup in that thermos thing.
Yeah.
Open it up. It's cold. It won't get washed out properly. So it's tomato soup stained for the rest of the school year.
Oh, yeah. And it always smelled like that no matter what you put in it afterwards. It's your chocolate milk. If you put it in after the soup, it's going to taste like chocolate tomato soup.
And there was no like, it was just a tin box. There was no like cooling to the thing. Not that keeping an egg salad sandwich in that lunchbox would be any better than keeping it in a paper bag.
I didn't have a tin one. Mine was plastic. It was a plastic lunchbox.
Well, I think mine was plastic too, yeah.
Yeah, and I just remember it had, I think I had strawberry shortcake or something on it.
I think it was Dukes of Hazzard and maybe the Incredible Hulk one year. We have a lot coming up on the show. Less than an hour from now, Kacey Musgraves on the show at 7:30. Mercedes did a great interview with her yesterday. We'll play back. I'm listening to it. I'm so intrigued by the entire interview. And then up next is the Hot 3. What do you have for us?
Well, holiday travel hitting pre-pandemic levels. What you need to know is coming up. Also, a stream in Hawaii was contaminated. Wait until you hear what it was contaminated with. And a new survey says this is the most desired celebrity to spend the holidays with. It's all coming up next in the Hot 3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Adele, Easy on Me. Today is the day. Her brand new album is out, and coming up in the dirt, we're going to kind of break down some of the most popular tracks off of Adele's latest album that happens at 7:15.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Okay, holiday travel. It's going to help push the industry to pre-pandemic levels. The TSA says that it's ready to handle the surge of Thanksgiving travelers that could hit 26 million. Now, in 2019, a record 26 million passengers and crew passed through U.S. airport screening in the 11-day period around Thanksgiving. The TSA is prepared for those numbers beginning this weekend. One thing the TSA and FAA are keeping close watch on is unruly passengers. With a spike in incidents, the enforcement is definitely going to be tighter.
And then a little piece of advice, if you've done TSA pre-check and you signed up in years past, you haven't flown since the pandemic, this happened to me. I didn't realize your TSA pre-check expires at one point. You just have to renew it. It's very simple. You do it online. But mine expired during the pandemic. And I didn't discover that till the first time I went to fly, which was, I think, Chicago this past summer. Going to the airport, I'm like, wait, I don't have that little check on my thing.
Where is it?
Figured it was an error. Didn't look into it. And then the second time I flew, I had to fly down to Phoenix for some work stuff. Go to the airport. I'm like, wait, that's two times now. Something is up. And that's when I realized you have to re-up your TSA pre-check.
And it's definitely worth it.
Oh, gosh,
definitely worth it. Also this morning, in Hawaii, there's a stream of alcohol that flows through Waipio, which is on the island of Oahu. And while that sounds like the selling point for a resort, it's actually a mystery, sort of. The stream has somehow been polluted with high amounts of drinking alcohol. In fact, according to lab tests, the stream has an ABV of 1.2%. Yes, the stream is alcoholic. The State Department is investigating. They believe that the spill came from some storm pipe next to the freeway. And if that's the case, the prime suspect seems to be Paradise Beverages, which is Hawaii's largest distributor of alcoholic beverages. They own a warehouse across the freeway and from the spill site. And they say they're not sure what's going on, but they admit it may be coming from them. The storm drain is no longer leaking polluted water, but an environmental activist says that the other day they came here and you'd think it was a beer pub that hadn't opened its doors for 3 or 4 days. I mean, I could just see kids like, hey, let's go to the alcohol stream. They sit there and they drink that dirty water that has alcohol in it. So disgusting.
Well, yeah, gee, wonder where the leak was coming from. What's in the area? Oh, the number one alcoholic distribution company in Hawaii.
Even they're like, yeah, it's probably coming from us. Sorry.
Why do you think it's us, guys?
Finally, this morning, if you could attend a celebrity's holiday party, whose would it be? Samsonite, you know, the luggage company, they surveyed people to find out who they would choose. And 73% of them say they would love to attend an A-lister's party. Well, of course, why would you want to go to a B or C-lister's party? We want to go to the A-lister's party.
Who was just kicked off of The Masked Singer?
Yeah.
The guy from Duck Dynasty?
I want to go to that guy's party. The most popular choice with 38% is The Rock. He came in first. That is the celebrity that we'd want to spend the holidays with more than any other A-lister. He was followed by Will Smith at 30%, and then Lady Gaga and Betty White were tied for third. The survey also revealed who people thought would be the best celebrity couple to have as guests for Thanksgiving. What celebrity couple would you want?
Ooh, okay, the Hollywood couple that we like, just because they came up in Heads Up, Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman.
Oh, they'd be fun.
I think they'd be fun. They'd probably bring something nice, maybe an Australian kind of treat that I'm not used to on Thanksgiving. So I would go Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman.
It was, for me, before 2 days ago, it would have been Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, but they've broken up.
What if you bring them down and then you maybe get them back together?
Oh, yeah. Like, you guys. Oh, what a coincidence. Hey. You're both here at the same time. It's the holidays. You should kiss and make up.
You're sitting at the same table, too, next to each other.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson actually came in number one with 31% of the vote, followed by Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, Beyonce and Jay-Z, and Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
Okay, it's respectable. I think they'd all be nice. I think I do agree. I think Tom and Rita would be great.
They would be fun. Yeah, they would just. It would just be such a sweet, kind of homey, traditional kind of the holidays with those two, don't you think?
Yeah. Are you? By the way, side note, are you feeling the Yellowstone prequel with Tim McGraw and Faith Hill? They're giving me some previews and stuff this season.
Yeah,
are you feeling it?
I am. Yeah. I want to watch it. Not to go on another show, but I watched the season finale of The Morning Show last night,
yeah.
And I'm not going to give anything away, but you know, they're addressing COVID this season, and that's part of it. And on the episode, they had like the, remember how shocking it was when Tom and Rita announced that they had COVID?
They were the first celebrities, yes.
So that's kind of addressed. They're like, wait, what? Tom Hanks has a COVID? And like people start freaking out. And it just took me back to that time where it was like, what? Tom Hanks? And I just remember his post on Twitter and everyone was like, oh no, Tom. And he was in Australia.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, yeah. So that came up on the morning show that I watched last night. And it was like, oh man, I totally remember. And they were giving the dates. They're like March 11th. And I'm like, oh, I remember March 13th. Everything closed down. Like, oh, it was just crazy.
Things got real when Tom and Rita got it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is a real deal.
And that's when it became real on the show last night.
We have a lot coming up on the show, including 7:30. Kacey Musgraves is going to be on the show with us. Here is her latest. It's called Justified on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever seen a really dumb warning label on something? Maybe it was a product, maybe it was a sign at a place. 702-364-9400. I was getting my lashes done yesterday afternoon, and it's in like this little mini strip mall, the place I go. And so there's like there's a couple restaurants there. There's like an insurance agency. And so I parked and I was like on the side of the building, and there was like these doors for an employee entrance to one of the businesses in there. And I see this sign and I was like, am I reading it right? Because I was kind of at a distance, and I'm like, so I walk up to it. I look at the sign and it's on a door, and the door said, if door does not open, do not enter.
If door does not open,
do not enter.
So don't smash something to get in. So that's an indication. The door is not going to open. Don't come in here.
I was like, well, yeah, I can't enter if the door does not open. Like, why is that sign there? I thought it was the dumbest sign that I've ever seen. If door does not open, do not enter. Well, I'm not a ghost. I'm not going to float through it. What else would I do? Why would they have that sign there?
Did it read if door is not open?
If door does not
okay.
Open.
So maybe read if door is not open, meaning don't come in. Like if we're open for business, the door will be wide open for everyone. But it's saying if the door does not open, as you're trying to open that thing, it's locked. Don't come in.
It distinctly said does not. Yeah. So yeah, if the door does not open, if I try to open it, doesn't open, I can't go in. Why would you warn me?
Yeah.
Do not enter. It was so weird. Have you ever seen a weird sign or a weird warning label? 702-364-9400. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, what did you see a weird warning label on?
The curling iron and straighteners, if you ever looked at the warning tags on those, which always get in the way, it says warning external use only. I just want to know who made that warning label necessary.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Someone did. Someone did. And that's why they had to put that warning label on there.
If you're driving west on Desert Foothills, approaching Alta on the right-hand side, I noticed this about a couple months ago. There's a sign that says, do not ride bicycles in the gutter. There's obviously a gutter coming up, and they're just letting cyclists know, listen, don't ride your bicycle in the gutter. If I see a gutter and I'm on a bike, I'm not planning on riding my bike in the gutter.
Yeah, no kidding. I think common sense has indicated to me that would not be a good place to go ride the bike.
Maybe the sign should say, warning, gutter ahead, so you know to get out of the way. No, no, this one says, do not ride your bicycle in the gutter. Okay, duly noted. Thank you, Summerlin.
There's this text just came in. It says, this sign is up at my work, and I think it's hilarious. It says, in case of fire, exit the building before tweeting about it. Hi, I'm in a fire right now, you guys. Hashtag fire. Hashtag call 911.
That's true. Even or like try to put out the fire before taking a picture of it. Oh no, our stove is on fire. Let me get a photo for Instagram. Maybe get a fire extinguisher instead.
Steph, you saw a weird warning label on a product you use?
Yes. You guys know sometimes I'll take melatonin before I go to sleep, and one of the labels, it said, do not use while sleeping.
What?
Of course I'm not going to use it while sleeping. I need it to be to help me sleep.
And if I'm asleep, how am I going to use it? I'm sleeping. Well, maybe if you're sleepwalking. Well, how does sleepwalking you know not to use something?
You do sleep read labels. Like, oh, okay, I won't take this.
This one from Carrie says, my husband has a wheelbarrow and there's a sticker on it that says not intended for highway use. Don't take your wheelbarrow on the highway, people.
Cruising down the 95 with your family in it. Let's go.
Corey, good morning. What is it for you?
Well, you know, I do pest control, and the chemicals I use, they say, do not drink. Duh.
I'm really thirsty, though. Can't we just make an exception this one time?
But again, there was someone who did something with those chemicals that warned that warning label.
Don just sent one in. She says, our trash compactor at the mall has a sign of a person climbing in and an X on it. So it says, do not climb in. Don't climb into the trash compactor, guys.
Here's one on a thermometer. Once used rectally, the thermometer should not be used orally. That's good.
I actually learned that the hard way. That's how you take a baby's temperature initially. And then a couple years later, I was like, hey, let's take your temperature. And I was like, oh, wait, please no, tell me this is not that safe.
No.
I'm sure I disinfected it. No. Oh, my gosh. Don't tell him I told you that, though.
Oh, you put it in your kid's mouth.
No, not mine. I knew better than that. It was in their medicine cabinet, so I knew it was theirs. Oh, I was like, I'm about to use it.
That was the worst.
Oh, man. This one says, do you ever notice when you buy a new nonstick pan, there's a sticker on there?
And it sticks to the pan.
Yes.
You can't get that thing off.
There is a sticker on there. What the heck?
You cannot get that thing off.
I thought that sign was so funny. Like, yeah, I'm not going to enter if I can't open the door. Yeah. Thanks for the warning there.
Coming up here, 7:30. Don't forget, Casey Musgraves will be on the show with us. 6-time Grammy Award winner, Casey Musgraves. And then up next, we do have The Dirt and Adele. Well, her new album is out, and we're going to break down the most popular tracks. We'll do that in just about 10 minutes. That's Ed Sheeran, it's Bad Habits. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Mercedes, you and I were just working on something. Because of that, I need a second to get something ready for The Dirt. In the meantime, can you tell everyone about Casey Musgraves that's coming up?
Yeah, we're going to be talking to Casey Musgraves. She has a new album out. It's called Starcross. You probably heard the first single off of it called Justified, which is so good. And I actually had the chance to sit down and talk with her via Zoom yesterday. Such an amazing interview. And something I thought that most people knew, and maybe it's just because I'm like a super fan of Casey Musgrave, what she did to record this album. Very unconventional, and I think a lot of people are going to be very surprised. It's a process, and so we're going to talk about that coming up in just a few minutes.
Your first question was an eye-opener. I'm like, where's she going with this? And then you drop the bomb. I'm like, oh my God, I had no idea about that with Casey. So that's coming up, yeah, right around 7:30 on that one. Thank you.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Ah, now this thing is locking up. It's me cursing a piece of equipment here in the studio.
I mean, when it's 2021 and your equipment's from 2008, welcome.
When your equipment is from the first Adele album, that's when you know you have a problem.
Yeah, we're at 19.
The big album is out today, Adele 30. It's her fourth album, Easy on Me. That song has been 4 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. A couple of standout songs. First off, they're saying that this is going to be her next single. It's a song called Oh My God. Here's a little taste of that one from Adele.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. Out of all the people in the world, what is the likelihood of jumping out of my life and into your arms? Maybe, baby, I'm just losing my mind. Cause this is trouble.
It's a great sound of that one. And then just based, I was looking at iTunes, the popularity based on iTunes. Easy on Me is the most popular song. And then there's a song called To Be Loved that's second, and that's what this song sounds like.
Filling rooms with all my hopes and fears. But oh my, oh my. I'll never learn if I never leap. I'll always yearn if I never speak.
I really thought thought that this was going to be the next single because she performed this on that special on CBS. But then our boss said that the other one that you just played, that's probably going to be the next single. So they're all good. I personally like the I Drink Wine song. That's my song.
One, right?
I like that one.
One more here. This one's called Hold On. This is, according to iTunes, the third most popular song on the new album.
When I'm stumbling in the dark for a hand, I am so tired of battling with myself with no chance to ease.
I love this song. She did this one too.
Let time be.
Go figure. That's why they're the most popular songs.
Yeah.
I think I Drink Wine was the fourth most popular song on there. Well, if you're not into Adele, there are a couple other new albums out today. Sting, his 15th album called The Bridge, that's out. His residency returns to Caesar's Palace in June. And then The Algorithm from Snoop Dogg. This is his 19th album. He's got guests like Usher, Mary J. Blige, Wiz Khalifa. So Snoop Dogg has got a new album out today.
He just, he hustles, man.
He's not stopped.
He is always doing something.
Okay, speaking of hustling, Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson have pretty much confirmed their new relationship. They were pictured holding hands on Wednesday in Palm Springs. Kim is 41. Pete just turned 28. They were celebrating his birthday at Kris Jenner's house. Now, during the outing, Pete was wearing pajamas from Kim's Skims line shortly after she was seen wearing the same nightwear earlier on. So, Pete, man, he's dated a couple celebrities in the past, including Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale. And then Ariana Grande gave Pete that nickname about a man that has that, you know, that certain kind of energy.
Yes,
about
yes. Man, that guy, he's got something special, that's for sure.
Yeah, he is. He's definitely gifted. Let me see here. Steph, did you put that audio in from Ellen?
Oh, my gosh, the Meghan Markle
yeah.
stuff? That was so funny.
That's in your Vox profile.
Oh, in the Vox profile. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, do I need to edit it, or is that ready to go?
No. Is it from yesterday?
No, new stuff today.
I don't think you sent it to me.
Oh, I did.
Maybe you did?
Maybe it didn't go through.
Do you want to ad-lib it?
Yeah, who was that?
You know what? I might have it. I could play it off my phone, because I sent it to my family, because I thought it was so funny.
You got the prank stuff, or what do you got? Did I send it to
the E.T. Canada? Or the where she's where Ellen's on her earpiece and Ellen's in her ear and then she's telling Meghan Markle all these funny things to do.
It's in my draft. Didn't go out. Stupid email.
Darn it. Mercedes, you want to play it on your end?
I'm trying to find it. It's playing some other ladies.
Well, let me tell you, the one thing I was going to play something different is that she was reflecting on her acting career, becoming a mom, and the earlier days of her relationship with Prince Harry. And so the news broke of Meghan and Harry's relationship on Halloween of 2016. That's when a close friend of Harry's confirmed to People magazine that they've been dating for 3 months already. Well, it turns out that Meghan and Harry knew they were about to be outed. So they enjoyed one final fun night out on the town in Toronto with Princess, is it Eugenie?
And Eugene.
Eugene and Jack Brooksbank. They were in disguise. So their final night out, dressed up, Halloween, they went out, they did the town, just had some fun knowing that the next day, their lives are going to completely change.
I don't have it. Apparently, ET Canada deleted it off of their TikTok for some reason.
ET Canada, what are you doing?
I know, but I'm sure it's somewhere else we can get it for you later.
And then last one here, Ed Sheeran is set to perform on the Pokemon Go app next week. He's going to perform a special set Monday, 1 o'clock. He's going to perform Equals, Bad Habits, Shivers, First Time, a bunch of his songs. So you got the Pokemon Go app, Monday, 1 o'clock, exclusive performance from Ed Sheeran.
That's really cool. You know, getting involved, these artists with these video games, like we were talking about earlier, BTS getting involved with Among Us, Ed Sheeran doing Pokemon Go. This is, they're reaching a totally new audience that these gamers, they really influence the music. A lot of these songs start on these games and cross over to TikTok, to radio, to all these different things. So that's just the perfect place for them to get the ball rolling.
I was talking at Life is Beautiful to an executive that works with Twitch and talking about how Twitch is just, you know, it's so huge with gamers. And it was a big thing for Life is Beautiful to be kind of streamed on Twitch, because hoping to pull just that gamer audience into the music world, which is it's crazy how everything is working nowadays.
Our show has a Twitch account. We just haven't done anything on it, but maybe we will. Yeah.
We should get twitching. Kacey Musgraves, Mercedes spoke to her, six-time Grammy Award winner. Her new album, Star Across, she's got the new single, Justified. We will have Mercedes' conversation with Kacey Musgraves coming up in 3 minutes. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
wake up.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
It's just a great way to start a day.
On Mix 94.1.
Hi, Casey.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm so good. I know this is like so unprofessional, but they always say like, don't meet your heroes because they disappoint you. So I mean, I'm twice your age probably, but you're still like one of my favorite artists in the whole world. And I'm so excited to be talking to you today.
You, oh, I love that so much. Well, likewise, I appreciate your support and getting the chance to chat.
Yeah, this is so great. The new album, Starcrossed, is like mind blown. It's just so, so good. And I know you're probably sick of talking about it, but for those people that don't know, like the inspiration on it and how it came to be, I think is so fascinating. And it's called Plant Therapy. And some people may not even understand what that is, but can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, well, that, you know, the part of the journey that you're speaking about was only one part of what inspired this entire chapter, this album. I went through a divorce, a really personal change, and through a lot of, you know, self-reflection and self-exploration, and also plant therapy, which is the use of psychedelics for therapeutic purposes. I opened myself up, and this album is what came out.
It really, you can feel it too. And I don't know if you were uncomfortable talking about how you utilized that for some help in this whole thing. Were you worried about being labeled like, she's the psychedelic girl, she's using shrooms and stuff. Were you worried about that?
I think it's definitely something that people like to sensationalize, you know. I find it interesting that no one really has a problem taking a prescription and popping a pill in their mouth. But, you know, this is something that came from the ground and came from the earth. And it's been used by, you know, hundreds of indigenous cultures, like since the dawn of time for spirituality and religion. And I think that it's definitely something that you have to do with respect and reverence. It's not something that, you know, you can really like, you should really take lightly. And for me, it was really enlightening and really helpful.
There are so many songs on this album that were just so relatable, and it just makes you feel like, wow, I've experienced that too, Casey. I felt that too, Casey. And one of the songs that seriously blew me away, I couldn't believe it, was when you sang Gracias a la Vida. Like, mm-hmm. That was insane.
Gracias a la vida.
So good. Tell me a little bit about that. And I felt a personal connection, being that my name's Mercedes, and I know you know, like, you got to know the first one, right? Obviously, Mercedes Sosa. Yeah.
Well, actually, it was, so the song was written by Violeta Parra, and she was a Chilean activist, singer, songwriter, wrote the song in the 60s, and really, really sadly, she committed suicide, and this Gracias a la Vida was like one of the last songs that she ever wrote. It was on, you know, her last album that she put out to the world, and I mean, what an amazing, when you look at what the lyrics mean, I mean, this is the song that I heard in my guided trip. And when I heard it, it just absolutely pierced me. And I've been interested in learning Spanish for several years. I mean, I grew up in Texas. It was always around. And I just think that the language is really beautiful. I'm still working on my pronunciation, my accent, but I hope that I did the song justice. The version that I heard in the trip was by Mercedes, which that's my favorite version.
Now, how did you learn Spanish so quickly? Like, did you have someone teaching you? Because you did do it justice. It sounded beautiful.
It's funny, even when I'm such a perfectionist, when I listen back to it, I still hear a couple places where like I said me instead of me. And I'm like, no, I just wish I could like redo that. Because I do really care to do it right. I had a tutor helping me, and I've actually been taking Spanish lessons for like the last few years. And so it's been really cool, especially to see, you know, fans, like Latin fans, come out and say, hey, like, this was my grandma's favorite song, or mom played this song growing up all the time in the house, and like, I never dreamed I would hear it on your record. And it's been really fun.
Yeah, I think it means a lot to members of the Latin community. I know I was really just blown away by that. And it's, I think we should put it out in the universe. You said you want to maybe record a Spanish song with maybe who? Is there a Latin artist that you look at and like, that would be kind of cool?
Well, you know, I can't help but love Vicente Fernandez.
Oh, icon.
He's like the George Strait of, you know, that culture. And I just like, oh, well, I'm such a fan. Like, I love like mariachi music. And, you know, I'm like, I totally nerd out on all that. I love Rosalia too. Like, I would love to do something with her. And I mean, man, if only Selena were alive today, like, she would be my ultimate. I grew up being such a fan of hers. And I really loved the fact that she took the initiative to learn Spanish. And then, you know, she blended this beautiful, like, It was like modern music meeting like traditional mariachi, and like, I just think it's so cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, keep it up. That's great. The new album is fantastic, Starcross. Before I let you go, I know I have only a couple more seconds here, but I wanted to ask you two questions. First of all, if you were not singing, what do you think you would be doing? What would your job be right now?
Oh, that's a good question. Who knows? I think I would do something in the creative field. But I also really love horses. And so like, I think I'd be really happy doing something with horses. But you know, it's a really good question. And that's something I think during the pandemic has forced me to think about. So, you know, everything stopped, the hamster wheel stopped, the touring stopped. And it's like, you know, who are you without the things that you do? So, you know, trying to figure out who you are without, you know, what you're used to doing. It's really interesting. I've taken up pottery recently. Maybe I'd be a potter. I don't know.
Oh, very cool. I love that you're kind of what's the term for a female jack of all trades? I mean, you kind of just try it all.
I don't know. I'm just dabbling. I'm a dabbler.
A dabbler. All right. And then last question, and I guarantee you've never been asked this question ever before, but it's always something I've wondered about female performers on stage. And when you guys wear those outfits that look so like you're wearing these fishnet pantyhose over pantyhose, what is that all about? What's that trick? Because I can see the fishnets and I see like your legs look perfect. Is that a beauty trick or something?
It's a trick. I think I saw maybe J-Lo or Beyonce do that. I think that trick's been around for a long time. I think it's ultimately like when they do that, it's like a blur tool. You know, you put the shiny hose on there first, right? And it kind of blurs everything out and smooths everything out, kind of contours everything. And then you put the fishnets on top of that and it kind of adds even like more contour. I don't know. It's pretty smart though.
Oh, I'm gonna try that. Can I do that like in everyday life? That looks so perfect.
I mean, go for it. But like post pandemic, I'm like, if I even have like a real pair of jeans on, I'm like, what the hell? Who am I trying to impress? What am I doing?
Well, pandemic life served you well. You look absolutely beautiful. And speaking to you was a true pleasure. Gracias a la vida. This was amazing. And you lived up to the hype, my friend. You're so wonderful. Thank you so much, Casey.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I hope to see you guys soon.
Can't wait. Come to Vegas. I know we're not on the tour, but you gotta come to Vegas.
I will. I will at some point for sure.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow, that was a great conversation with her.
Oh, she was so nice. I'm sorry my mic levels were like kind of crazy, but it was coming in real hot on my end. Maybe I was just really excited and speaking very loud.
I think this is a lot about an interview when you finish listening to an interview and you want to learn more about the person. Like, yeah. I became a fan of Casey Musgraves during that conversation right there. That was really cool.
Yeah, so you heard that Gracias a la Vida song. That's like a very popular song in the Spanish culture. I remember listening to that song. My dad would play it when I was a kid, and she sang it on there. I couldn't believe it. I was just like, wait, what? And then the fact that she used shrooms to kind of get to that place, to find those feelings and record this album, it was really fascinating.
I mean, more and more people doing that, going down that shroom road and a guided
Yeah,
tour,
guided, not just
yeah,
on
yeah.
their own.
Down on Fremont Street. I'm talking about legit, like, guided tour, you know, trying to self-discovery, learning more and more about that stuff.
There's someone there with them the entire time. Like, there was more about it. She was with, you know, she thought it was 30 minutes, and I guess 4 hours had gone by, and she didn't even realize it. So it's just, it's really, really interesting, and the new album is so, so good. You got to check it out. If you want to see the full interview and the Zoom with me and Casey on there, it's on the website now. She looks so cute.
Yeah,
I think
What's she wearing?
She's wearing a sweatshirt with a big smiley face on it. She's so pretty. And yeah, so you can see that. That's on the website at mix941.fm.
Still lots to come before 10 a.m., including 9 o'clock hour. We have the Friday Rewind, but 9:40. Set a little alarm, a little reminder. There's tickets for you to Disneyland. We have them at 9:40. Next hour, we have the Oh Wow Wheel. So lots to come. And up next is the Hot 3. What do you have for us?
Did you know that you can actually buy one of the original copies of the U.S. Constitution? Someone just did, and we'll tell you how much it cost them. Also, do you know how much your spouse makes? And a woman meant to take some ibuprofen, but she ate something else instead. We'll tell you what it was coming up next in the Hot 3.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
One of 13 remaining original copies of the U.S. Constitution just sold for $43.2 million at auction last night. The winner of the auction remains unknown, but he or she outbid an online collective called Constitution Now, which had raised $40 million for the bid. Most of their donations were made using the cryptocurrency Ether. Now, there are 13 original copies of the Constitution that remain. Only two are available for private purchase. The rest belong to organizations like the Library of Congress or Princeton University. But I had no idea you could buy it.
Same here. I don't know. I thought there was just like one copy left.
That's what I just thought, that there was just one. That one that you, that they try to steal in that Nicolas Cage movie.
National Treasure?
Yes.
Treasure Hunt, National Treasure.
I thought that was it. That just the Nicolas Cage one.
So they had that day, they had 13 copies?
No. There's only two that are available for private purchase. The rest are elsewhere.
But there were a total of 13 copies, is what it was?
I guess. I don't know.
That's
I didn't
a busy day.
Attention.
You figured you signed one thing. Oh, I signed another one. Okay, get here. Another one. All right, come on. Let's get this thing done.
Yeah,
there's some fireworks to set off.
We have no Xerox machine. We have to make all these individually.
I know.
Like, can we just make photocopies?
Poor Eddie's like, you want how many copies? Oh, give me another quill pen.
My hand is cramping up. Come on.
You know that 13th copy's got to be so sloppily written.
Oh, yeah. It's like, and all the guys, like John Hancock, like, doesn't even do a good signature. He's like, are we done yet?
I got to go. I got things to do.
Do you know how much money your spouse makes a year? Do you know what her salary is?
In the ballpark.
In the ballpark. So you don't know the exact amount.
No, I know, like, she was like, there's a, like, bonus and stuff. I think.
Right, but just like
base salary,
the base.
Yes,
okay,
yeah,
you
yeah,
do
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting because a lot of people don't. If you don't, you're definitely not alone. A new survey has come out to show that three out of 10 households, one spouse does not know the size of their partner's paycheck. They have no clue. And I'm not sure if it's one of those things where it's like they don't know and they don't care, or if it's the one spouse does not want them to know and they hide it from them. I don't know. You know, maybe that's a thing. They're like, oh, I don't want her to know I make this much, or I don't want him to know this much, and put something in there. So I thought that was really interesting.
Do you guys know?
So he knows what I make because it's consistent pretty much with the, aside from like, you know, bonuses and other stuff. But yeah, he's like you, he knows like my base.
The base.
But with him, I don't know, only because it fluctuates. Like, some months it's a lot, some months it's
sure.
not. It's like he doesn't have like a consistent stream of income. It's just depends on the month, and
yeah.
it depends on how much work he's getting.
Okay.
You know, so it's really
interesting. You do,
and
though.
I never ask. It just, oh, there was a deposit. Oh, okay. That must have been what he got. You know,
so you kind of ballpark know, or
I do and I don't.
Based
like,
on how busy he is, if he's busy every weekend, you know there's going to be a bigger paycheck versus if it's a
slow
month.
I don't know what the paycheck's going to be because it just
each
depends. Yeah, it's really weird. Finally, this morning, it's never a pleasant experience when you accidentally swallow something. And it's even worse when it's an expensive pair of headphones. And yes, that has happened recently. A 27-year-old woman named Carly Belmer, She's going viral for sharing an experience where she meant to take an ibuprofen 800, but she downed her left AirPod instead. She said she was crawling into bed and she had the ibuprofen in one hand and the AirPod in the other and accidentally ate the wrong one. She realized her mistake right away. She's freaking out. It was crazy. She sent her friend a frantic voice memo, and the AirPod, which was connected to her phone, audibly transmitted from inside her body. Then, when she disconnected it, she got notifications from Apple that an unknown AirPod was traveling with her, and she could play a sound to locate it. Thankfully, she's okay. In an update, she said she had a feeling that she passed it, but chose not to retrieve it, which is very understandable. She also had an X-ray afterward to make sure that everything was cool.
There was an article in the Wall Street Journal, and also Vanity Fair did something talking about AirPods are out. I pulled it up. Are AirPods out? Why cool kids are wearing wired headphones?
I saw that. I saw that very same article. And yeah, they're saying that the word that we've talked about is chuggy. When something becomes so popular and everyone has it, then it's not cool anymore. And they say that AirPods have become so chuggy that it's cool to have the wired ones now. And so everyone's going back to the wired.
My wife, this just went down last week. She lost her AirPods and she had like the first gen. She uses them a lot and she's like, hey, I would love to get the most recent ones. So we did. We got her the most recent ones and she got on a flight to fly back to Pennsylvania, Florida. And while she's there, she's talking to me. She's like, hey, I think about returning them. I'm like, why? They're brand new. They look really good. And she referenced that article. Well,
I want to be cool.
I want to be cool. I mean, but they sound great and they're noise canceling. So you're keeping them.
Yeah, I really don't care. If a 13-year-old Gen Zer thinks I'm not cool because I wear AirPods, it's okay. I'm fine with that.
Plus, we can't hear them making fun of us because we got our AirPods
yeah,
in.
Yeah, they already think we're uncool. So who really cares?
8 o'clock hour. We've got the Friday morning Oh Wow Wheel. And right after that, around 8:25, a $250 gift card for you to Living Spaces when you win Heads Up.
Mix 94.1, that's Coldplay and BTS. They are going to be performing that song on the American Music Awards on Sunday. BTS also going to do double duty. They're going to pop back up with Megan Thee Stallion and do the Butter remix. So you know BTS will be winning an award. If they're going to be performing twice, that this is one of those award shows that the people that show up are the people that win. There's no one that shows up that is not going to win an award.
Yeah, they have a raw deal, too. They perform twice and whatever award, and they're up for a bunch, too, I think. They go out of there empty-handed. Like, what the heck? I just did two songs for you guys.
Yeah. We came for nothing? Are you kidding? Although they seem so sweet, I don't think they would mind. I think they're just all about their van, so that's kind of funny.
Mercedes, would you like the full coverage or just the basic?
The full coverage or just the basic?
So my wife's going to be at a horse competition in a couple of weeks. So I'm going to drive out there to see her in California.
Uh-huh.
And so I was online last night booking a rental car, just kind of looking at different pricing of rental cars and everything. And it reminded me when I used to work at Value Rent-A-Car in college. Because now what if you're some of these rental car places and you're in the membership clubs, you can do all your paperwork ahead of time. So you just literally show up and get in your car and go. And I was looking at some of the questionnaires and asking about the kind of coverage you want on your rental vehicle when you rent your car, if you want any of that additional coverage. And I was thinking, when I worked at Value Rent-A-Car, I rented a couple of thousands of cars probably. Every single customer, I asked them, would you like the full coverage or just the basic?
Oh, that was like your work saying that you had to say to everyone.
Every single customer that I rented a car to, those words came out of my mouth.
That's kind of a trick question, right?
Yes, it is.
I don't want any coverage.
Exactly. That's why Value Rent-A-Car is no longer in business.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, you're not fooling anyone. I want zero coverage because my credit card already covers me.
Oh, certainly, sir. Absolutely. So you want the basic?
I'm a sir? What the heck?
Yeah, darn it. I already insulted you. Again, that's why Value Rent-A-Car no longer in business.
I do not want the basic. I don't want anything. Are you calling me basic?
No.
What the heck?
That was just where basic was a basic.
That's funny. There's like certain sayings that you have to say at your work every day. I remember I was a temp for like a summer. During college at a law office. I was their receptionist and it was Martin Brown's office. Every single day. I must have said it hundreds of times. Martin Brown's office. Martin Brown's office. Martin Brown's office. I think I said that over the course of that summer, I think I said that 500,000 times. Martin Brown's office.
You didn't give a how are you or just that they picked up the phone? Martin Brown's office?
They wanted me to say it just that way. I wanted to be like, hello, thank you for calling Martin Brown's office. Uh-huh. This is Mercedes. Can I help you? Nope. They just said, say Martin Brown's office. And that's it. And I had to say it in that way. They're like, don't sound too excited. don't have too much energy. We want to keep everything just even. This is a law office, not a circus. I remember that's what his paralegal used to tell me. It's a law office, not a circus. Martin Brown's office. Martin Brown's office. I wonder what ever happened to Martin Brown. He was older, so I'm kind of...
Now, go back to... Things have changed a lot for the radio station, but go back to when Mix 94.1 first signed on. You had to start every break by saying...
Mix 94.1.
Today's...
Best music mix.
Best music mix. And if you didn't open the break that way, you would hear it from the boss.
Oh, yeah.
Mix 94.1, today's best music mix. That was the tagline for the station back in the day. And then they let that go. Now we're just Mix 94.1. You know who we are.
Martin Brown's still alive.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Oh, my gosh. He's so cute. He's so old.
Is he still practicing?
Yes. He's still in Littleton, Colorado.
Call the office and see if they still pick up that way.
No, no. I wonder if the same paralegal still works there.
No,
that's
she's not
crazy.
There. That's really cool.
Oh, my gosh.
We have coming up here, we do have Heads Up. When you win Heads Up, you get that $250 gift card to Living Spaces. In the Friday morning, oh, wow, we are going to spin it in less than 10 minutes, and we each have specific categories. My category this week is girl group.
My category is an artist or band from the Bronx.
And mine is a song that reminds you of a coworker's spouse.
Indeed.
I messed mine up. I sent Steph my song. She's like, I think this person's from Brooklyn. I was like, oh, shoot, I mixed them up. So I had to find someone else.
You got it coming up in 10 minutes. Adele, Easy on Me. Today's the day. Her album is out. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. And coming up in less than 10 minutes, we do have Heads Up. When you win it, you'll get a $250 gift card to Living Spaces.
It's Mercedes in the morning.
Wow.
And now the Oh Wow Wheel.
All right. Every Friday at this time, we spin the Oh Wow Wheel. One of us is going to play a song that makes you say, oh, wow. I kind of like what we did for the past 3 weeks, where we each picked our own categories, and then we shifted the categories every week. So we all have a different category. We're going to spin the wheel right now and tell you who's playing what song from what category. JC just gave the wheel a big spin. My category is artists from the Bronx. JC's is girl groups. And Steph's is a song that reminds you of one of the show members' spouses. It just landed, and it landed on JC.
Okay.
So if you get the old heave-ho veto, it's going to move over to me. So, Steph, the power of veto is in your hand.
Oh, Steph. So I'm girl group, right?
Yes.
I got to load it up. There's a song. Two girls in this group came out, gosh, in 2009. Icona Pop is the name of the group, and the song is called I Love It. It's 2 minutes and 32 seconds of just pure rock. Kind of a
pure rock.
I love Icona Pop. This song has to play.
Nice.
Yes.
All right. Kind of pop. I love it. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, the Friday morning Oh Wow Wheel. It landed on me, my theme, girl group.
2 minutes and 30 seconds of pure rock.
Now that's got energy. I'm sorry. I know it's technically not a rock song, but if you're not rocking after that song,
that was fun.
You need more caffeine.
That was a great song. Nice pick for your category, girl groups. Now, if you would have gotten the veto, it was going to go over to me. And my category this week was groups or singers from the Bronx. I was mixing up with, I picked Brooklyn originally, but it's the Bronx. And I went with something I think that is completely not in my realm that I don't usually pick from. I picked from something from the 80s, and I picked something from Mr. Billy Joel.
This is the time to remember, 'cause it will not last forever.
I was feeling a little nostalgic this morning and thinking of, like, you know, next week, Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for? And, you know, those times that you were with your family, and maybe some people have come and gone in and out of your life. And this is the time to remember, because it will not last forever.
It's a really good song. I didn't realize he was from the Bronx. I thought it was like Long Island or something.
No, he is from the Bronx.
He was born in the Bronx, and I think he was raised in Long Island.
It works.
Yeah.
Oh, still
song.
There.
Yeah.
Still there. Well, that counts,
yeah,
right?
Born in the Bronx.
I literally,
yeah,
just Googled who was from the Bronx. Steph, now, if it would have landed on you, you had to pick a song that reminded you of one of our spouses. Who was it, and what'd you pick?
I actually went with our boss.
boss, J-Love, and his wife, Erin, and they actually had a first date at an NSYNC concert back in 2002, the Celebrity Tour. So I chose a song from the album, the Celebrity album, Girlfriend, featuring Nelly.
You be my girlfriend.
JC,
you have to pick a show member. Either
it was
Mercedes
hard.
Or myself.
I you said a coworker spouse, so Joy J.
Lo. Remember,
you said someone on the show.
On the show.
Oh, hey. Darn it! Well, it wouldn't have mattered. I didn't get the veto.
It's a great love story, though. I'm not taking it any away from J. Lo and his beautiful wife. I'm just saying, though, either Mercedes right with the picks.
You didn't understand the assignment.
The assignment.
That's okay, though. Yeah, The Oh Wow Wheel gods wanted to hear your song today, and I think it worked out perfectly.
Do we do that again? So next time we come back, we all have our own categories,
yeah.
And then we spin it around, so that'll cover us probably for the rest of the year. Then.
Yeah, let's all make up our own category for our next Oh Wow Wheel, and then we'll start shifting again. I thought that was a lot of fun.
This time I'll understand the assignment.
Time to win right now. We want caller 20 at 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up, and this is a great prize.
We are giving you a $250 gift card to Living Spaces. You can save big on over 100 in-stock collections during the Living Spaces Black Friday event, so you don't want to miss the best deals of the year. Just be caller 20. We have your assignment. We have your assignment. I've got assignment on the brain. We have your category. It's Who Run the World? And you get to pick your partner. If you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you are going to win. Caller 20, you're playing. 702-364-9400.
Not a bad week in the charts for Ed Sheeran. That song, Shivers, is number 5 in the charts. Number 4 is Ed Sheeran with Bad Habits.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Virginia, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes.
All right. We want to make you a winner. We have this $250 gift card to check out Living Spaces. Just pick. Your category is picked. It's Friday. Your category is Who Run the World. These are International Girls Day was on Sunday. So these are all famous women. Okay.
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
You, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Virginia, you got 60 seconds on the clock. Just get 6 correct. You'll get that gift card to Living Spaces, and you start now.
She is a singer. She just re-recorded her album, Red. Yes. She is an interviewer. She just interviewed Adele. She had a famous talk show. She says, you get a car. You get a car.
Oprah.
Yes. She is the author of Harry Potter, the whole series.
Pass.
Okay. She sings Oops, I Did It Again.
Britney Spears.
Yes. She is also a talk show host. She has blonde, short hair. She's married to Portia de Rossi.
Ellen.
Yes. This is, she is the mother to Prince Harry and Prince William. She tragically passed.
Princess Diana?
Yes. This is, she,
10 seconds.
She sings with Tony Bennett. She has a residency at the Park Theater. She's, Born This Way.
Gaga, Lady Gaga.
Oh,
yes!
Yeah!
Yes, she got it! She got it! Yes!
You're in there.
Oh my gosh, congratulations! You got it! Nice job, Virginia!
Thank you, Mercedes.
Oh, my
Virginia,
gosh.
It was like you're out there playing basketball. The pressure was on. The clock is winding down. You threw it up, and it left your hands, and it got in the basket in time. You're the winner. $250 gift card to Living Spaces. Congratulations, Virginia.
Thank you so much.
And then next hour, three things happening next hour. We got the Friday Rewind that starts at 9 o'clock. And then at 9:20, it's your chance to go on a vacation to any Sandals resort. And then at 9:40, we have your tickets to Disneyland.
That's Måneskin on Mix 94.1. It is 8:43, Mercedes in the Morning. There is a sound that when I hear it, oh, it makes me so excited. Do you hear a sound and then you instantly feel like your heart start beating fast? You feel energized. You feel anticipation. You feel excitement. I heard it last night several times, coincidentally, which was a great thing. I was watching the Golden Knights game last night. They were playing the Detroit Red Wings, and they won 5-2, which was fantastic. You know, they've got a lot of injuries, and to see like
these young guys come up and do so well. And I'm watching the game, and it's kind of on in the background. I'm doing some work. But whenever I hear this sound, I immediately stop what I'm doing and look at the game. I'm like, because I get so excited. And that sound is Dave Gosher's voice right when they're about to score. Like, you know how his voice gets starts raising, he starts talking faster, he gets louder, and then either they score or then he drops it back down because they didn't. It was like, saved by Leonard. And then he brings it down. You know what I mean?
Here's some audio from last night's game.
Here's Petrangelo out top of the wrist shot. Blocked in front, loose, put the hang, and he scores!
There is that build. There's definitely that build that you hear in the voice.
That's what it's all about. It's the build. Like, don't get me wrong. I like it throughout. Him and Shane, they're my favorites. I love them together. But it's just the build when it's, like, normal. And then he's like, oh, something's happening. You know, that is there a sound that excites you, that gets you really, really pumped up? 702-364-9400. Maybe it's not a sound. Maybe it's a song. Maybe it's... I don't know. Maybe it's a saying. What sound, song, or saying gets you really excited? 702-364-9400.
One more from last night.
Stone has it now. Feeds it across. White Cloud, a shot. Score! Oh. Zach White Cloud back in the lineup. His first of the season has made it 2-0.
I just really like that. Even if they don't score, I like it too. Because he just comes back down to the normal level. And White Cloud is bringing it around. Letter save. It's just so, I love it so much. What is it for you? Do you have one?
Well, I was just thinking, there's like sound effects that I like, and it takes me back to my childhood. It's just being outside in the winter and walking on snow, like that crunchy sound of snow.
Yes.
Just walking in snow. I think we should have some sound here. Hold on here. Like, I'm walking to get my sled, or I'm walking out to the shed to get on my three-wheeler to go riding in the snow. Just the sound of, like, walking through snow. It's an innocence to it. It's a childhood. When I hear that, it's a snow day. School was canceled because of snow. I got zero worries in the world. My only concern is getting that sled and getting to a hill and going down it as fast as I can.
That you might like this, too, because right now all the leaves are falling off of trees. And so when we go on our walk, they're on the sidewalk, and you just... Crunch sound. That is a great sound. Let's talk to Suzanne. I'm sorry. Suzanne, what is the sound that gets you so excited?
The Game of Thrones intro.
Are you ready? Are you ready to have your mind blown and that excitement level increase? We'll play it for you right now. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Oh my God! I was just so happy every time we won.
Oh, what are we? Hold on a second. What if I did a mashup? Hold on one second. Let me. Hold on one second. We're gonna do a mashup here. Let's put that in here, so I can control the audio and start it like this.
Here's Petrangelo out top of the wrist shot, locked in front, loose, put the hang, and it scores.
Smush. Don't forget the snow.
Then you walk into the snow. Calm down. Too many sound effects.
Oh, thank you so much, Suzanne. Let's talk to Ryan now. Hi, Ryan. What is the sound that gets you super excited?
UFC main event when Bruce Buffer goes, it's time.
Oh, that's good. I don't think we can play
Buffer
stuff.
Yeah, you can't. Buffer has licensing and all this stuff. I don't think you can say it, Ryan, but it's a great sound effect.
Yeah, that's great. We're
going to
just acknowledge its greatness, and we're going to move on from that because, yes, there are very strict rules when it comes to that kind of stuff.
And well, his brother, too, Michael Buffer, ever knows his tagline. You put that in a commercial or somewhere without his permission, you're going to get sued, and the guy makes bank off of radio stations that use that unauthorized recording of his voice.
As you know, he's entitled to that. I fully understand and support that. And we get memos every year saying,
yeah,
do not dare. Don't even think about it. So
he tracks that stuff and makes a living off of
it. Yeah, absolutely.
Next hour, 9 o'clock, in about 12 minutes, we'll kick off the Friday Rewind. There's a song you want to hear. You can text it to us or call us, 702-364-9400. And up next is the Hot 3. What do you have for us?
All right, Thanksgiving, a little more expensive this year. We'll explain why also. It's World Toilet Day, guys. how a lot of men spend their lives and what they spend their lives doing on the toilet. It's not what you would normally think. Also, I'll tell you about a scorned woman who wanted to get back at her cheating ex, but she made a crucial mistake when doing so. We'll tell you what happened coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
So a lot of people have been waiting on this, the American Farm Bureau, to release their annual stats on how much Thanksgiving is going to cost this year. They're kind of the standards that everyone pays attention to, and they're finally out. So the average Thanksgiving is going to cost 14% more this year, but that's still only $5.33 per guest. The average for 10 people is $53.31, which is up from $46.90 last year. So a difference of $6.41. According to their data, $53 should be enough for the average person to buy a turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls with butter, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, pumpkin pie with whipped cream, coffee, and a gallon of milk.
That's like a full, you listen everything off there. It's a lot.
That is a lot. But I'm trying to think, like, if I really go... If I take my time shopping, like if I get my pumpkin pie at Costco, which they have the best pumpkin pie, let's be honest. I think that thing is like $5. Isn't that pumpkin pie like $5? It's huge. I'm not sure. My husband just bought one and he's eating it before Thanksgiving. That's what he has for dessert every night is pumpkin pie now because they're in season.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's definitely pumpkin pie season. I savor it though. I wait. For me, it's the buildup. That's the one thing I do look forward to on Thanksgiving is pumpkin pie. I don't want to have it prior. Afterwards, I'll have a couple times after that, but it's the buildup. It's the Dave Gosher calling the shot.
Yeah.
It's a slow, slow build Thanksgiving Day. It's in his mouth and he's eating it.
Oh, he's like Mariah is on November 1st. Just boom, ow, we're here and we're going to do this. The fact that they don't include mashed potatoes by default is very strange to me, though. I mean, 5 pounds of potatoes adds another $2.96, but I mean, I feel like that's a staple. Obviously, 14% is pretty big jump, and guess why we have this jump? Supply chain issues and inflation. So there you go. Expect to spend just under $60 on that this year.
I'm panicked, by the way. I've noticed at Albertsons, you can't find sugar-free Red Bull. I know you go on Amazon and order sugar-free Red Bull. It's not right away. And then if you do find it, it's like $50-$60. It's like, what? Because people are starting to overcharge to get you your sugar-free Red Bull.
Just is that part of your Thanksgiving dinner?
It is. I need that to get me through Thanksgiving. Just like, speaking of, like, I don't know if it's like drinks, sugar, regular stuff, you can find coconut, every flavor it's out there. The sugar-free, I'm taking notice.
Yeah.
Stocking up when I find it.
It's turning into the new toilet paper, right?
Apparently it is. Priorities, everybody.
Well, speaking of toilets, today is World Toilet Day. Here's a random stat for you. In a recent poll, 12% of men say they watch movies on the toilet. Movies. That's more than double the amount of women who watch movies on the toilet. I assume this is on a mobile device, although if you do it on the regular, maybe you have a more elaborate setup. I've seen people with TVs in their bathroom before. In the poll, these movies were described as guilty pleasures with cheesy action scenes and slapstick comedy. It's unclear how many people watch full movies in the bathroom, but... Have you ever watched a movie in the bathroom?
No, I'm definitely social media, a book, but I've never watched a movie. But I'll be like on social media and it'll link me to a video or something that I'll watch. But never gone in there like, hey, I'm going to sit here and watch Cruel Intentions as I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm a get in and get out kind of person, but...
You don't waver at all? You don't linger?
I don't. I just don't see the point. If I want to sit and look on my phone, I'll go out on the couch and look on my phone. But my husband, he does like to linger. And one day, I could not find him in the house. I'm like, where is he? And I'm like, are you in here? Are you in here? And I didn't hear anything. And I get this text, and I'm in the bathroom. I was like, how long are you going to be in there for? And he wasn't in the downstairs bathroom. He wasn't in ours. He went to the guest room bathroom.
New turf.
I'm like, man, that must have been serious business. You're like, you know what? I'm going to go in this one that nobody ever
away from everyone else.
Yeah. Finally, this morning, someone was apparently really upset that Mike cheated on them. So upset that they didn't bother to check if the vehicle they vandalized to get back at Mike had any actual connection to Mike. No one knows who Mike is, especially the owner of the red SUV that now has Mike is a cheater across it in black spray paint. A woman found the graffiti on her SUV in the northeast part of Washington, D.C., though she swears she has never dated anyone named Mike or even knows anyone named Mike, for that matter. The hood and the side of her car were spray painted, the front and back windshield shattered, the side mirrors broken off. The woman's insurance company and the cops are working with her to make things right again and possibly track down the vandal. Have you ever had a revenge gone wrong situation?
I'm looking at this poor person's car.
It's so sad.
Oh, they really took it to her. Oh, my gosh.
And what is, I mean, does that person even feel bad where they're like, they, you know, maybe they call Mike or text Mike like, hey, I hope you like your car. And he's like, yeah, I like it. What's wrong? Like, well, look what I did to it. What's going on? Like, oh no, I've made a very, very bad mistake.
Well, go out and go four houses up and look what I did to that car in front of the house up the street.
That could be you.
That's your next, Mike. It's Friday, so we got the Friday Rewind. We'll kick it off right after Olivia Rodrigo. Get a song in now at 702-364-9400. Weezer, Perfect Situation, and that was for Kyle. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning and time for the Friday Rewind.
Okay, we're going to take it back and try to figure out what the number one song was or what the highest ranking song was on this date in
2005.
Oh, okay. In the 2000s. I like it. I think I have a better chance of getting this one right because I might remember it.
So let's go back to what the big movies were in November of 2005. Did you see Chicken Little? It was a Disney movie?
Yes, I love that movie. It's so cute.
Okay. How about a movie called Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire?
Mmm. It sounds familiar. No, of course. I love that one.
Walk the Line, the Johnny Cash with Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon. That came out in November of 2005.
That was good, too.
And then Rent was out there. So, yeah, some good movies. Oh, Brokeback Mountain. That was early December of 2005.
Okay.
So kind of painted the picture there, but I want you to tell me what the number one song was in the country on this day in 2005. Four songs to choose from. Option number one, did Nickelback have the number one song in the country?
I'm already going to say no because there's no way you would pick this if Nickelback would win. There's no way.
Okay, what about Black Eyed Peas? My heart, they got you.
Black Eyed Peas do very well on the charts. Good chance it's that one.
Option number three. Kanye with Jamie Foxx.
This was a huge song.
And then option number four, I think they played Bite of Las Vegas that year, maybe. Lifehouse. And all the people, nothing to do. Number one song on this day, 2005. Tell me what it is.
I think it's between Black Eyed Peas and Kanye. Man, I don't know which one to go with. I'm going to pick... Hold on. I need to consult with someone really quick. Hey, Siri, flip a coin. It's heads, and that would be Kanye, Gold Digger. Final answer.
Number one song in the country on this day in 2005.
Thank you, Siri, for your help. Wow, it's hard to believe the song is that old.
Yeah, is it 16 years old? Come on, how does it happen? I know it's time, but it's crazy. It seems like yesterday.
And he's singing about, we want prenup, we want prenup. I wonder if he got that with Kim.
We play it. Here it is. Kanye West, Jamie Foxx, Gold Digger, Mix 94.1. She take my money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a trifling.
Reach out and touch fish. Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. Woo! On Mix 94.1.
BTS is trending this morning. The K-pop supergroup, they're collaborating with the popular social deduction game Among Us.
It's part of a partnership with Line Friends. They've created these really cute animated little animal versions of the BTS members based on like their personalities and kind of what they look like. Each member has like their own person. Like, I think there's a rabbit one, there's a heart one. It just depends on like who your bias is, you know?
Your favorite one?
Yes, exactly. Do you have a favorite member of BTS?
I do.
Who?
Tommy.
Tommy. I think you meant RM.
Yeah. I mean, his true friends call him Tommy because he did that one, he did that joke that one time because he loves the movie Tommy Boy.
No.
I think he said his favorite movie is Tommy Boy. And so like, oh, okay, Tommy. And he's like, yeah, you can call me Tommy if you want to.
I never heard that story before.
Oh, yeah, no, it was on a MTV documentary they did, an MTV news special.
Okay, so.
Kurt Loder covered it.
Wow, there's a dated reference. You were almost there. You were at the finish line, and then you just collapsed.
Steph, do you know who Kurt Loder is?
Of course, no.
You don't know Kurt Loder?
No.
Tabitha Sorn, was that the other girl's name?
I don't.
You know, come on. Who was the MTV News? Wasn't it Tabitha Sorin?
Tabitha Sorin?
Wasn't she the other? She was very attractive, but she was the other MTV News correspondent. In the 90s, it was Kurt Loder, and then Tabitha Sorin was the other one.
Who?
Tabitha Sorn. She was awesome. She had red hair.
Tabitha Sorn. S-O-R-N?
I just remember the name.
She's redhead?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see her pictures. Don't know her. Doesn't look familiar at all.
Okay. Well, Koya is RM's little guy, and it's a koala bear, and it's the cutest thing you have ever seen.
It does sound cute.
So nice job on RM.
Who was your bias when it comes to the MTV VJs of the 90s?
I loved Daisy Fuentes.
Oh, yeah. Daisy was good.
I liked Daisy Fuentes. She was my girl. How about you?
I liked Daisy. Kennedy was another one. I liked Kennedy. And then, is there Matt Pinfield?
Oh, yeah. He did, like, the interviews. Like, he was a hardcore guy.
Like a hardcore rock guy, right?
Yeah. I also like Vanessa Minnillo. She's now Vanessa Lachey.
Yes.
She was cool. Yeah.
There we go.
Those were the days.
The 90s, MTV.
All right. Also this morning, Bryce Harper is trending. The Las Vegas local and Philadelphia Phillies superstar claimed his second most valuable player award in the National League. He got 17 of the 30 first place votes from the Baseball Writers Association of America. He becomes the fourth player since 2000 to win multiple MVPs before turning 30. He's only 28 years old. And him accepting was so cute. Like, it actually made me tear up. Here's what he had to say, how, you know, the year didn't start off so great, but obviously it ended very nice.
You know, this year was tough, you know, starting off, you know, getting hit in the face. It was definitely a tough couple days for me, tough couple weeks for me, trying to get back. My teammates were incredible throughout the whole process of trying to get me back and things like that.
And then he did his thank yous, and I thought it was so funny who he thanked. Of course, his family, but wait till you hear who else he thanked.
You know, I got to thank my teammates, the city of Philadelphia, our fans, John Middleton, the whole Middleton family, my chef Dan. I never went to bed hungry.
Doesn't Bryce's dad, Mr. Harper, look like he get out there as well and play baseball?
Oh yeah, well, he remember when Bryce was in the Home Run Derby, his dad was pitching to him.
Goes, yeah.
Yeah, I mean the dude, he taught him everything he knew. Remember the story that he would write numbers on the baseballs and Bryce had to say the number before he hit the ball. He'd be like 3 to show he was really watching the ball. The dude is insane.
And
he's so good.
His brother Brian was in the background as well. All of your real estate needs. Brian Harper has you covered.
Yes, he's great too.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally this morning, we've finally taken the holidays too far. Hidden Valley Ranch is trending this morning. They have a new concoction for you. It's called Holiday Ranch Nog. It's a ranch flavored eggnog. They have the spices. You can order them online. They come with glasses for $50. Ugh. I think I
just blacked that story out. Yeah,
exactly. Ooh. And there you go. That's what's trending.
I'm in about 10 minutes, 9:40. Those tickets for you to Disneyland. It's Mix 94.1, the Friday Rewind, Cyndi Lauper, and that's for Kara. And right before that, it was Hey There, Delilah, and that's for Delilah, who is off from school today and listening to the Friday Rewind.
What a cool name to have, and your own personal song. I love that,
yeah.
Delilah. And right now, hey, Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Excited.
Congratulations and happy holidays. We have a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets for you to the happiest place on earth, Disneyland.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, what a way to start your weekend, Christine. Congratulations. You're also in the running for the grand prize of a two-night stay and a four-pack of three-day, one-park-per-day tickets. So congratulations. It's been a great week of these Disneyland tickets.
Oh, man. And we still have more to give away. Heather actually has more coming up in the 12 o'clock hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.